Lately, I've been getting very, very excited for something. It's something that's been actually 11 years in the making, or at least we've been waiting 11 years. Something that, frankly, I had a hard time believing would ever actually happen. Until it was announced that it is actually happening, and it's going to happen beginning of May of next year. 11 years after the Starship Enterprise NX-01 flew off the small screen, we have a new Star Trek series coming out next May. I am so excited. I'm so happy about this. It's called Star Trek Discovery, and it's actually already in production. They're producing this one in Toronto, and I'm so excited. I grew up on Star Trek. Now, you've heard me speak about Star Wars. I love Star Wars, too. I'm aware there's a new movie coming out. I'm very excited about that, too. But I grew up on Star Trek, especially Star Trek The Next Generation, and then Deep Space Nine, and then Voyager, and Enterprise, and of course, the original series all along started it all. And Star Trek has had movies, many movies over the years, but I always thought Star Trek was better for television. You can tell longer stories, you can get more deep into the characters. I know, I'm a bit of a geek, but I love this, and I'm so excited. But you know, for many years, 11 years have passed since the last series appeared on TV, and I really wondered, would we ever see this again, or has it passed its prime? So when the announcement was made November of last year that they're making this new one, I was excited, a bit cautious, had a few doubts, but excited. You know, is this really happening? Am I really going to see another new Star Trek series? Are they really doing this? Okay, so now let's kick that feeling up several levels, many levels. St. John the Baptist, because he's waiting for something as well, waiting for something infinitely more important than Star Trek, waiting for the fulfillment of the promise of salvation. And he's poured out his whole life for the sake of that hope, for the sake of that promise. He's given up so much, hasn't he? We even hear in the gospel, he's in prison. He's given up his freedom for this. And so now he wonders, is this really happening? Is this really happening? Is this cousin of his actually the one? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Now, it seems to me that there are a few things going through his mind. I guess I don't have a picture of his mind, but I could understand a few things happening anyway. I can imagine some level of excitement. You know, everything he hoped for is coming true, if this is really the one. That's amazing. Changes everything. But you know, I could also imagine, and maybe you hear it a bit in his voice today, that perhaps St. John the Baptist was still kind of wondering, is this really the case? You know, maybe even some lingering doubts going on in the background. It almost seems too good to be true. Was all of this worth it, his whole life? Was all of this, what he had done, worth it? Is my hope real? Are you really the one who is to come? Or should we wait for another? And I think those are things we can identify with. On the one hand, there is excitement in our faith. There is excitement and joy in knowing Jesus Christ, and that he has come here for us. And there's excitement in knowing that he has won the victory. You know, and we see this excitement even played out in the culture still. You walk through the mall, what do you hear? The Christmas music at this time of year. You see the decorations, people getting ready to celebrate. There's a certain level of excitement, especially at this time of year. So we can identify with that. But then on the other hand, there might even be some nagging little doubts in our faith, or larger doubts. And we all experience these to some degree. Is Jesus really the one? Will he really fulfill our deepest hopes? You know, we know Jesus has come, but we don't experience the fullness of heaven yet. Is he really the one? That's why I think this Sunday in the life of the church is very well placed. It's like the church seems to understand what we're going through. We're halfway through Advent, so the church gives us today, which is called Gaudete Sunday. Literally, it means Rejoice Sunday. It serves as a powerful reminder that Jesus has already come. He is indeed the one, and he has indeed won the victory. You know, we see that Jesus informed St. John the Baptist in no uncertain terms that he is the fulfillment of the promise. And now that same Jesus is here. One day we will see him in fullness, but he is here even now. Such a great thing to be a Christian, isn't it? He meets us in the sacrament. He meets us in prayer. He meets us in his word. He meets us in his people. I think in that way, we're much like what we heard in the gospel as well. And I'm struck by the fact that St. John the Baptist was in prison, and he had this very important question to ask, perhaps had some doubts. But it said he had some disciples that carried the message back and forth. He had somebody there to encourage him. Someone who went and told him what Jesus said. So we encourage one another. By the way, this is a huge reason for the tremendous Advent parish mission, this great opportunity that we have coming up this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evening. Because we can be encouraged in the midst of doubt. You know, we know Jesus is here, but we don't experience heaven quite yet. And we can encourage each other. And we can find renewed hope as we gather together for this common time of retreat. And as we hear words spoken that hopefully inspire us, that we can be encouraged. Jesus is here. You know, Isaiah said in the first reading, over 700 years before Jesus came, here is your God. And we can say that with even more confidence today. We know Jesus has come. Gaudete Sunday reminds us of the fact that there is light ahead. The new Star Trek isn't out yet, but it's in production. Likewise, we don't experience the fullness of heaven just yet, but Jesus has come, and he meets us here even today. And we can encourage each other with this incredible hope that he gives to us.